Report, 20 American students, 16 parents stranded in Afghanistan, they were not able to get to the airport. By Wendell Hasibo on August 25, 2021. 20 American students and 16 parents are stranded in Afghanistan, unable to reach the extraction point at the Kabul airport upon concluding their summer vacation. Cajon Valley School Board President Tamara Otero told the Los Angeles Times the stranded group had purchased flights out of Afghanistan before the beginning of the school year on August 17, but were not able to leave the country due to President Joe Biden's deadly withdrawal operation. Unfortunately, they were not able to get to the airport, Otero said. The biggest concern is that the Taliban closed the airport, Otero added. We are so worried about our students that are stuck there. We'll do the best we can to get them out. Cajon Valley Superintendent David Miyashiro notified the families that he would be meeting with Republican Representative Daryl Issa, CA. The congressman's spokesperson confirmed to The Times the group of Americans is stranded. Congressman Issa and his staff are working diligently to determine the facts on the ground, any bureaucratic barriers that can be removed, and the best ways to help those stranded leave Afghanistan and return home safely, the spokesperson said. We won't stop until we have answers and action. The Times report about Americans trapped in Afghanistan due to the Taliban quickly taking control of the country faster than Biden had thought possible is not the only one. Breitbart News reported Tuesday other Americans were stranded. I'm trying to get my family out of here, an American named Haroon told Fox News. They don't deserve this, to stay in Afghanistan, to deal with Taliban. Everyone should get out of here as soon as possible. We don't have safety anymore. Another report reveals over 1,000 Americans are trapped at the American University of Afghanistan. It has been able to get only around 50 people out. It needs to get out 1,200 more. These people have been, and will continue to be, Taliban targets, Michelle Kaczynski reported. The university has had difficulty getting help in evacuating its people out. Meanwhile, the Taliban enforced withdrawal deadline in 5 days looms over the administration. Wednesday, the Pentagon confirmed only 4,400 have been extracted, with an unknown amount of American citizens stuck behind enemy lines. Last week, the White House suggested about 11,000 Americans were in the country. Politico reported Tuesday a leaked State Department cable that revealed the following total extractions since August 23: 4,407 American citizens, 21,533 Afghans, 642 third country/unknown, 26,582 total. Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter @WendellHasibo.